Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is off on assignment today, as Mike likes to say. Actually, the poor guy, he hurt his shoulder, and so he's having surgery, but we wish him well. I guess he can't come on with, you know, hurt shoulder, can't touch the keys and the microphone. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And today's theme is miscellaneous trivia. You guys always kind of seem to like that. Keeps you in suspenders. Next segment, we are going to have a guest. A couple of quick things that not sure if we're going to get to this, but I wanted to ask you guys, like, what do you think about this Emirates Cup? I mean, I think, isn't that new this year? And it's like the second year's having it. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's just kind of a weird sort of a tournament within a tournament. I don't know. I don't quite get it. But also,
did they play last year?
Yes, but it wasn't called the Emirates. Emirates sponsored it this year because they're sponsoring the referees. Their Emirates Airlines has really stepped up with a lot of money. NBA likes money, so.
Oh yeah, and Michael, who was that voice that we just heard? Who's going to be our guest?
Well, he's a guy that, if you like college basketball, you probably know him already. But if you don't, we're going to introduce him. His name is Matthew Driscoll. He is the head basketball coach, the skipper, the mentor. I don't know what you call coaches, the manager. He does it all. His name is Matthew Driscoll. He's one of the best in the business. I consider him a friend. Really honored to have him on this Thanksgiving weekend. And, man, he's so good at what he does as a coach, as a person, and it's going to be fun. And before we get to Matthew, when we come back from there, we got to run down that top 25 college basketball stuff. Woo! The West is bad. The West is bad.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowd. Mike, please introduce our guest.
If I must, before we get to introducing our guest, I looked at the top 25 college basketball rankings. And you know, while we've kind of talked about the weakness of the West in football, holy cow, can it get any worse? Gonzaga number three. I think Arizona's 24th. Are you serious? I mean, I'm going to get lit up about it. I mean, this is ridiculous. What is going on in the West? Please, anybody.
I'm a national voter, FYI.
Are okay, well, okay. We can get your opinion. You're hearing
I give
the
one,
voice.
I give one every Sunday night in my vote.
Man. Okay. Well, we want to hear your perspective on that one. Hey, with us today on, of course, Sports Econ 101, we go coast to coast, border to border. We also want to thank our U.S. military folks who serve this great nation, especially this Thanksgiving weekend. I know that our guest has a connection with the military. We welcome in the one and only Matthew Driscoll, 16th year at the University of North Florida, the Fighting Ospreys. He is a coach that knows this game so well. I know for a lot of our folks don't know him. And Edward, Coach is a guy who literally is out on the court. I've never seen a head basketball coach sweeping a floor. I was just walking around the arena one day, and I see Coach sweeping the floor. I said, excuse me, but how many head coaches sweep the floor? They don't. But Coach views his profession with such passion and love. Coach Matthew Driscoll, thank you so much for coming aboard. And I definitely consider you a friend and welcome to the family.
Well, thank you for having me. And in Mark 10, 45-ish, I believe it says, I came to serve, not be served. And there so it's hard for you to ask your people to serve, right? And I think in business, right, I think one of the biggest things in business when you're talking about leadership or you're talking about followership, right? There's two things, right? Sometimes leaders got to lead, sometimes leaders got to follow. And so the one thing you got to do is set examples of what that looks like and be a role model of what that looks like. And so nothing's too big, nothing's too small. And
exactly. I'll give you a quick, very, very short story. So I was the CEO of a real estate lending company some years back. And there was a time when we were trying to close a deal very, very quickly. And so there was a lot of certain kind of paperwork that was for the experts who worked underneath me, right? Well, it got to be lunchtime. And so I just went and said, hey, okay, guys, what can I go out and get you for lunch? You know, I'm going to be the errand boy right now. It doesn't matter that I'm the CEO, you know, because like you said, job has to get done. No one's too big or too small to do it. So I appreciate
that. One of our things the other day, we talked about the body has many parts. None more important than another. You know, if the ear wants to be an eye and you ain't got no ears and you can see everything but you can't hear, then things don't function well. So I think, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things and what we do, I've been doing this for over 38 years and 16 here at the University of North Florida. From a business perspective and from how that translates, this is a business. This is the second most important seat, in my opinion, in the university. It's not me. It's who's ever in this men's basketball seat, because we don't have football. And so when you talk about this top 25 and what the West looks like, or in basketball, what the West looks like, I mean, think about this. How many teams from the West aren't in the West anymore? So now they're in the Midwest. Now they're in the East, playing in leagues that are all over the country. So the West Coast bias is no longer a thing, because everybody's playing in all these different leagues, but the leagues are so grand, they're so large, there's so many teams. At some point, somebody's going to win and lose. Yeah. And so it's, when you look at like Maui right now in the West, you talk about the tournament, you know, last night, I think there were teams were 39-2 coming into the tournament. And I think 6 of the 8 teams were in the top 25 in the country. Auburn's down 18, number four to number 5, and they come back and beat them. Carolina's 12, and they're down 21 to Dayton. And so I think as a voter sometimes, Mike, we get caught up in, you know, how things transpire every single week, but also too, who you're playing, where you're playing. You know, how all those things. Let me ask you guys a question. I mean, and I like Kirk Cignetti. I'm a Pittsburgh guy. He's a Pittsburgh guy. His sister, actually, and I were fifth grade teachers. She was a fourth grade teacher. I was a fifth grade teacher together when I was teaching for 4 years. And so I love the Cignetti family, what they stand for. But, I mean, how many teams in the SEC could beat them, right? How many teams has Texas played that has had really, really good seasons or really good schedules already? So I think because these leagues are so big, I think sometimes we got to let things shake out before we can really start putting a label. We probably shouldn't do the top 25 until we get to Christmas is what we should do.
Let me ask you, Coach. You mentioned that you're one of the guys who actually gets to vote on this top 25. How many guys like you are there, you know, to get to vote, and how did you get that position?
So there's one per league in the coaches' poll. So every league has a representative, so there's 32 of us that vote on the coaches' poll. And so the AP, of course, is made up of writers and all kind of different media people. And so I was just, you know, I'm the oldest guy in the league. I've been around forever. And so I've been doing it for, golly, I think 10 years, I think. Edward, I think is how long I've been doing it. So maybe 12. So until I say I'm not going to do it anymore, then I still get to do it. But I take it serious. Now, a lot of coaches, they have assistants do it, or they have GAs do it, or they have other people do it.
You know, there's so much money in this, too, as a business that, I mean, it gets really important when, you know, someone moves up the ranks.
You'd be surprised how many people try to garnish your vote, too.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, really.
Guys I haven't heard from in years, all of a sudden, hey, Drisk, how you been? Hey, how are things? Hey, hey, think about us in the top 25, because everybody knows who votes.
Yeah.
You know, so I haven't gotten any, like, sandwiches or any kind of stuff like that. But, I am a Dunkin' Donut guy. I like Dunkin' Donut coffee. So But that's not going to sway my vote. I'll let you know that.
Back in the 90s, I was appointed by the Department of Justice to be the chairman of a company that was that had entered bankruptcy, and it was like a $500 million company, and they're like 29,000 shareholders in California I had to protect, right? And I remember one time my attorney calls me, who's representing us, and he says, Edward, I've got to ask you a really serious question. And I said, okay. He said, I was told by the debtor, because I was representing the shareholders, by debtor's counsel, that you were offered a $25 million bribe to basically tank and vote for the whatever the debtors wanted. And so I was kidding around with him. I said, I can be bought, but $30 million or $25 million is not enough. It's got to be $500 million, because that way I can just give everybody back their money. But I couldn't believe that they actually thought, you know, I mean, I go, where's this $30 million? You know,
hey,
but
did you guys see there was something yesterday, breaking news from somebody? They just found out that Macy's.
Somebody
had hidden 154.
Yeah.
How do you hide 154 million in expenses?
Well, you do it over time, and it's in delivery expenses. All right, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial trivia question here. And again, this is all miscellaneous, random trivia questions. And to remind Coach and Michael, if you know the answer, because this one isn't that hard. I made him a little bit easier this time. Last time I had him a little bit too hard. Mike, every time I'd ask a question, he'd throw his hands up like, what kind of question is that? You know. So this one's not quite as hard. But if you know the answer, don't say anything until we get right back from break. All right, first trivia question. Catherine the Great was the empress of which country? Catherine the Great was the empress of which country? All right. I know. Like I said, I only had 6 years of high school, so I knew this answer. Okay. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Coach Matthew Driscoll from the University of North Florida. First trivia question, Catherine the Great was the Empress of which country? Now, Mike, you got out of the picture from the Zoom call. You didn't cheat, did you?
I did not look it up. I'd like to say, I'm just going to say it because I know I'm wrong, but how about Canada? Let's go with Canada. I know they love their empresses up there.
Canada. Coach.
Where is England?
No, actually, Russia. Remember Catherine the Great from Russia?
Russia.
No? Yeah.
Jeez. We have a young man from Russia, from Moscow, on our team.
Oh, wow.
I should have known that. Hey, I'm going to ask him today.
You should ask him. He'll know.
I'm going to have him run lines.
Yeah, 1762 to 1796. So earlier in the other segment, we were talking about the Emirates Cup in the NBA. And Coach was mentioning it kind of, you know, makes things a little bit more interesting. I did want to bring up one quick thing before you get into, like, exactly about that cup. I was just reading the chess world has been shaken up by what they call Fischer Random Chess. I think it's named after Bobby Fischer. He made this popular. Yeah. Where the pieces in the back row, you know, where the king, queen, bishop, rook, the horsey, get randomly placed on the board in the back. And this way, the players are not able to memorize strategic moves. Because, you know, a lot of these chess maths just get really boring because these guys memorize, you know, 500 different moves, right? Probably almost like that Rubik's Cube, where no matter what it is, you can get some of these experts can figure it out in 30 seconds.
No, 3 seconds. They get 3 seconds. Go on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So, and apparently the players are liking it because it makes it more interesting. And then people who, you know, watch it, these things don't go on for hours because of the boredom of the old memory. So in order to kind of shake things up, Coach, you were mentioning about the Emirates Cup in the NBA. They're kind of, you know, Adam Silver's kind of making something a little bit more interesting.
I think it's similar to what you said, that, you know, David Stern, obviously an amazing human being that kind of brought the NBA to where it is now. And you'd have to argue, obviously, the NFL is the, you know, the one, and Premier League overseas is pretty good too. But I think boredom was coming into play. I think guys not playing was coming into play. The quote load management was coming in too much. I thought fans were starting to have a decourse from what was going on. And so Adam Silver, they came up with this in-season tournament to bring excitement. Let me ask you guys answer the question immediately. Don't even think about it. When you think of this new Emirates Cup and you watch it or whatever, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Hurry up.
Money.
Okay. Mike.
Christmas. I don't care about the NBA till Christmas.
No. The court. Do you like the courts they play on? They're
oh, true.
So they got so what they did is they've come up with this court design and all these different courts with all these floating Kellers and it's really taken over. Well, what it's done is from a social media perspective, it's just driven their platforms. And so those people are really intelligent, right?
Yeah.
And so the players, if you get to the knockout round, they make extra money, they get extra pay. And you say, Well, Coach, they're making 40, 50 million. Who cares? Let me ask you a question. Warren Buffett, he doesn't like a couple extra billion every once in a while too, right? So, like, his letter yesterday, by the way, was really powerful, how he was dispersing his money. He was going to let his children do his money. If it's a four-page letter, if you haven't read it from a business perspective, you should read it. But so the Emirates Cup is what does that. It also has led into the success they've had to now change the All-Star game. So the last couple of years, they started doing this thing called the Elam ending, where whatever the score is, whatever it takes to get to a certain magical score. And it's it's a number. And when you get to that number, like the team is losing by 20, you got to make 30 before the other team makes 10 to try to make excitement. So now they're going to do, a 4-team tournament, 3 NBA teams, and then the rookie team. And then they're going to play a half time of basketball to 40. And then they're going to play another half that's going to be for the All-Star Game Championship. So they're really trying to help keep the fans and also to continue to raise their stake.
When I was younger, the NBA All-Star Game, just like the baseball All-Star Game, was really cool. It was really interesting. And then eventually, you know, the NBA one, I just even stopped watching it just because, you know, it was like no defense because I get it. Nobody really wanted to get hurt because, you know, you have a big contract. And then, you know, finally they came out with, you know, the 3-point play to you know, during the All-Star weekend, you know,
the skills stuff. Do they do in baseball still the winning of the winner of the All-Star game? They get the home field for the World Series.
I think
remember Remember they were doing that?
Yeah, they were doing that. I think that might have changed, hasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, I get the competitiveness just to compete, but to just go, hey, on the chance that we might get into the World Series, we want home field advantage. I mean, it's like,
I think you're right. I think they went back to whoever has the best record.
Yeah, that would make sense. Tell us a little bit about University of North Florida, because, you know, everyone's familiar with the Gators and the Seminoles. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Listen, let's do it this way. If our friend, and I don't know if Matthew's met him, but, you know, if Dick Vitale were here, he would say, you got to be kidding me. Matthew Driscoll at North Florida. Oh, my goodness. This guy does it the right way. He loves the three. His kids can shoot all day long. He loves his wife, Carrie. I see him at church on Sunday. This guy is prime time. He does it. He's got a great program. I know they're going to win the A-Sun, and I believe this year they're going to make a serious run for the NCAA tournament. No doubt about it, baby. Now, that's the hell. That's the intro, man.
That was impressive. That was impressive, actually.
That was impressive. Okay, Coach, listen, you're in your 16th year. You're 4-2. You've had some prime time wins. Was it South Carolina and Georgia Tech?
Yes.
So your young team is really so far at 4-2 playing good basketball, but of course that has to sustain during the season. But tell us about this new team, because you've done some great things in North Florida. You made the tournament in 2015, so obviously the expectation to go again is always there. But tell us about this team.
So I think this is a couple fold, and what I mean by that is, number one, when we first got here, we had just gone to Division I, and we had just finished a moratorium, which is a 4-year process where you're not eligible and you have to just, you know, get beat down, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. And when we took over our second year, we played in the conference championship. And so when you look at our school, by the year 2028, we're going to be 25,000. Right now we're 17. And President Lamayum has a very, very strong plan on how that's going to work and how that's going to look. And men's basketball, I know athletics is your front porch. Well, where are the steps you got to, like, men's basketball from a national perspective can do so much for your university, for the value of your degree, for the value of your research, for grants, all those things that are critical. We've only been here since 72, so we're a little over 50 years old. And if you guys know anything about age, which I think we all do, as we get better with age, also, too, we get much, much more wiser. And so we're using our time wiser. We're using our resources wiser. And so with what's going on in athletics, what's transpired since 2018 when the transfer portal started, all the way through COVID, all the way through what we're doing right now with the collective and how the collective look and what the collective looks like, with that said, where does North Florida come into play? 15 new players in the last 2 years, 8 this year. One player on the team that's been with our program more than 1 year and 6 games. So how do you do that? Your best player after 4 years left and went to Tennessee for a large sum of money, which he should. And he did it for the right reasons, though we developed him. It's still time. It's almost like your child. It's time to go out into the world, because at the end of the day, it's a business. We get hired and fired for winning and losing, and it's no different. So this seat's really, really important for the University of North Florida. The other thing is, as we move through what we do from a basketball standpoint, Mike, you never, ever, ever can take what you have for granted. And you always need to be, whether you're in business and you're flourishing, whether you're in business and you're franchising, whether you're in business and things maybe haven't come back the way you thought they would, no matter what it is that you're dealing with, your family, your wife, your children, no matter what it is, if you do these three things incredibly well, everything else will take care of itself. If you are disciplined to your commitment, which we are, and you're consistent in the way you are, then you're going to go 1-0 every single day.
Love that. All right, guys, you ready for our second trivia question here? Very inspiring. I love that, Coach. All right. What is the most abundant metal in the universe? All right, that's our trivia question. Is the most abundant metal in the universe? Of course, I don't know how they measure all of it, but universe is kind of big, but maybe they take a random sample. I don't know. All right, that's our trivia question. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. The answer to this question, we'll see who gets that right. Which is the most abundant metal in the universe? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and our special guest coach Matthew Driscoll, who says he knows the answer to this question: which is the most abundant metal in the universe? Coach, the pressure's on.
First of all, coach, I said I think I know the answer to this. I didn't say I know it. I see. I believe the answer is mercury.
Sorry.
No.
Man, I thought all those thermostats were all over the world. All that mercury, he's got to be the most abundant.
Mike?
Gold.
What's that?
Gold.
Gold? No, if it was that prevalent, it would be worth so much.
I know. I like to give these answers out.
That's right. Ready? Iron.
That's too logical.
Yeah, seriously?
Okay. Iron? Iron, yeah. That doesn't make
mercury
sense.
Mercury has to be second.
Probably, yeah. I just make these things up. No, I'm just kidding. No, I look them up. All right. So our special guest, head coach of University of North Florida, Matthew Driscoll. So let's see here. Besides money, what else do you think has changed in college sports, and maybe specifically basketball?
I think one of the, from our perspective, the one thing that really has changed is social media, because from a lot of different reasons, and money is one of them.
Yeah.
And so social media is awesome. You can really change people's lives. You can really do a lot of neat things with social media. Like, social media is really, really awesome. However, because of social media, so many people can get DM'd. So many people can hide behind a name. So many people can say things they want to say. And what's become more prevalent, and you're going to see these stories come out more and more, is the gamblers that are harassing athletes and coaches. Because gambling is so simple to do now. It's so easy to, I mean, they're sponsoring sports competition. They're sponsoring all kind of things. And so because of that, and the people's doing it, addiction to it, whatever you want to say, that part of social media, I don't think you guys understand when people say things to us and like, you feel like threatened, you feel, feel bad too. You know, you feel like, wow, you know, I apologize. That's nice how much you love it. You know, just that part of it, the gambling part of it, because Coach Perkins has always said it, and it's so true, just follow the money. Wherever there's money being made, just follow the money, and that'll answer all the questions.
Cool. Hey, Coach Matthew, you know, gosh, you've opened up a Pandora's box. I'll tell you why. I worked with a junior college in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I remember talking to one of our football players. And I said, "Hey, man, it's pouring rain." I said, "Where do you live?" "Oh, just over there across the street." I said, "Well, hey, man, why don't I just give you a ride?" He's like, "Oh, no, 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 I can't do that." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" And I don't want the kid. It's a downpouring. So I'm just using that as an example because – so just things have so dramatically changed so much. I mean, I can't give a kid a ride across street to get him out of the rain. Second of all, and then he proceeds to tell me, and I didn't know this, and I know you know this, but a lot of these kids, this is football now, the coaches weren't really encouraging them to get jobs. So I was shocked when he told me a lot of the athletes were actually taking food stamps to get meals. And I think that I understand that's somewhat prevalent in college, period. But I was shocked. So, but the whole everything's changed so much now. I know you know these stories.
Yeah, my junior college roommate was on food stamps, and another one of our teammates was on food stamps as well too. So that was back in the 80s. Nowadays, you know, just because of the landscape of what's transpired, you know, there's a lot more opportunities for guys to do certain things or get certain things, or, you know, and what schools can provide them based on all the anti-law, you know, all those lawsuits, those antitrust suits that have come down the pike. And so now the revenue sharing is going to come into play and scholarship limitations are coming into play. But Edward, you would agree, I would assume, because part of your conversation, you used the word econ.
Mm-hmm.
From an economic standpoint, right? At the end of the day, the top seven, right? Those are the ones, right? S&P 500, like those top ones, like the rich always get richer, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really going to come down and affect schools like us. You know, schools that rely on certain things. For instance, we've played over 100 money games, over $8 million raised since we've been here. And so some of those things are going to change too. So when you ask what's changed, it's really those specifics and how the larger institutions, it's because they get all the, they get the revenue, they get the TV, they get to, you know, those big power four leagues, they get that stuff.
Sure. Let me ask you, how often do you get either parents or just other people you meet, you know, giving you suggestions? Oh, you're going to play this guy. That guy, he's no good. You know, don't play him anymore, you know, or that sort of thing. It's one thing to get, like, you know, a bribe, you know, from somebody. But how often do you just get people giving you this random advice like they know better?
I would say, I don't want to say daily because I think that would be a little bit of a stretch. But I do get emails often.
Oh, yeah.
I do get maybe once a week. And it's really more, Edward, it's really more of why. Why did you do this? Or why didn't this particular person play? Or why did you change defenses? Or it's usually more those.
And then
but you know what's fun? You know what though? You just hit something.
Yeah.
For 16 years, I've gotten a text from the same guy after every home game. And I told this to the team the other day. He didn't send it our last loss. And I felt like we didn't meet our standard of what our standard is. In the last 11 years, we finished in the top half of the league, 8 of those years, 4th or higher, 3 of them with championships. So our standard's really, really high.
Yeah.
And I felt for the first time we didn't meet that standard.
Hmm.
And he didn't text me. And it's usually brief when we lose. It's usually, man, your guys play hard, love the effort, get some rest, tomorrow's a new day. It's usually those four things. And so he texted me the next day in the afternoon. Coach, just curious, how are those two kids that got hurt at the end of the game? They collided.
Oh.
I said, man, that's really nice of you to ask. They're both doing fine. They're both going to be okay. You know, we're very fortunate. It was just a collision.
Yeah.
However, I didn't think we competed at the standard we should have competed last night, and that's what I'm most disappointed in. Yeah. And he responded to me, and he said, you're right, next game. And then he sent it to me. So you could tell he didn't send it. He was pissed.
Yeah.
So there's a two-way street to that.
Yeah.
And so it happens more than you think.
It, you know, Coach, you compete in the Atlantic Sun Conference, the A-Sun. It's a mid-major conference.
Yes.
You don't get all the, you know, bells and whistles, but you certainly have had some teams that have done well. I guess the Florida Gulf Coast comes to mind. But talk about real quickly playing in this conference, and a lot of America doesn't know about it.
I think when you're in this profession, the one thing you always have to understand is whatever your league you're in is the best league in America, because ours is even more fold. If I put the hand over the N and it just said UF, right? Yeah. And yeah. You took away our 5 to 6 games that we get bought every year that are usually L's, and you let me buy 5 or 6 that are going to be dubs, then we finish like we finish. They're going to put a statue somewhere for us about how great we were going to the tournament every year, because that's what happens at those big levels. At yeah. this league, only one team's going to the tournament. And so because of that and what you said earlier, like, I'm sure people want you to go back. I'm sure. Why haven't you gone back? Why have you won a championship and lost? Why did you lose in the 27 championship? Why did you lose in the semifinals in 2020 when you could have played Liberty for the championship when you won a championship? Like, so all that, again, goes along with this seat. And so when you only got one team that's going back to that 1-0, that's why we've always been that way. It is, every game is so critical. What we do every day, we just had this conversation yesterday with the guys. We weren't very good yesterday in practice, and I lambasted them. And like, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Today's the greatest day we have, and we didn't move forward, because in life, only two things happen every day. We either get better or we get worse. No one stays the same. Nobody. Yeah. And so, because of that in the league, I mean, let me tell you something, Mike. Like, as many teams that are still in the league, how about the teams that have left?
Yeah,
Belmont NCAA tournaments, Mercer NCAA tournaments, East Tennessee State NCAA tournaments, right? Just to name some of those teams that were in the league as well with us. Liberty NCAA tournaments. You know, they all gone up to bigger leagues and more money, and a lot of it was football driven. So our league has always had really, and you look at Lipscomb, like, quote unquote, picked to win the league. North Alabama, JU, Eastern Kentucky, like, you know, you can go out to Central Arkansas, you know, who plays with North Alabama. Bellarmine, one of the best Division II programs that came into our league with Eastern Kentucky. Queens just came in, one of the best Division II teams in the country for years, just came in, now matched up with West Georgia, who also just came into the league. Yeah. Austin Peay got to the championship last year. They're matched up with Lipscomb. And then, of course, JU across the street matched up with us. And then Stetson won it last year. We beat them by 30 last game of the year. They're matched up with Florida Gulf Coast. And so, like, our league is really, really special. It's great basketball. It's a lot. We're usually one of the top three-point leagues in the country. We were the best three-point shooting team. 3 of the last 5 years, we've been the best three-point shooting team. So
yeah, I think that's
exciting.
Just from a math standpoint, I would personally push a lot of the three-pointers, just because you only have to make, you know, a third of them to make 50% of your two-point shots. And then if you miss, you got a guy back there at least to start running back to on defense. Hey, guys, let's go to our last commercial trivia question here. All right. So far, our panel is 0-2. Which country is widely known as the, quote, land of fire and ice? Which country is widely? I mean, I have notes that widely known, but okay. Which, let's just say, which country is known as the land of fire and ice? All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be coming right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McGowan, our special guest coach, Matthew Driscoll of the University of North Florida. A third trivia question. Which country is widely known as the land of fire and ice?
Go ahead, Mike. You're first. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to go with, I know they've got ice. I think there's a volcano, Iceland.
Yes, and that's exactly the reason why. Iceland, due to its striking contrast of glaciers and volcanoes. All right. We have to have our silly joke.
I was not going to say Iceland because transparency. I was going to say Roddy Monroe and Chris Corcioni at North Carolina State. They were called Fire and Ice. Let me ask you this question. What's the largest city in America by land?
Oh, geez. Come on. I know this.
Mike, don't you answer. Let's see. What's the largest city in America by land?
Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, there you go. Okay, here we go. All
right. The only reason I said that is because he said Mike can't answer, and I knew it had to do with him. And here's our silly joke of the week. Okay, what time is it when the clock strikes 13?
By the way, why that store, I know it's a joke, why that store sold those is because one of the greatest things we can do is look at ourselves in the mirror and help understand who we are from the inside. And if we do understand that, we'll be so much better on the outside, especially when we are coming together as a group. So I think the joke was great, but I think there's a lot to that.
All right. And then why are actors in a movie but on TV? I was kind of wondering about that. And then lastly, what was the best thing before sliced bread? Remember?
Turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, my dad delivered bread for 36 years, so I do have an answer for that. My dad, the best thing about sliced bread is that I would eat Hostess Ho-Ho's and Edamame's cookies, because the Ho-Ho guy and the Edamame's cookie guy, they would all, you know, get to the stores together, so they'd switch.
Yeah.
I'll give you a loaf of bread, I'll give you a thing of cookies, so...
What
was better than sliced bread, Edamame's cookies, and Hostess Ho-Ho's?
And I'll go with the Hostess Ho-Ho's. Okay, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Happy days.